Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and today I'm joined by Brenda Birdsell, occupational therapist at Pella Regional, and we're talking about enhancing your vision. All right, so we're here with Brenda Birdsell from Pella Regional, and where are we actually, Brenda?
You're in the occupational therapy department in the rehab facility of Pella Regional Health Center.
And this has something to do with eyes, I take it, by what I'm seeing around me.
Yes, it has to do with low vision. People who are affected with macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, and diabetic retinopathy.
This is kind of a unique thing that not every hospital or clinic has, correct?
Correct. There's only a certain few therapists that know how to fit patients with the correct low vision aid, maybe improve their lighting, solar shields to help to reduce glare or magnification.
We were talking, you have a lot of patients coming in. What type of people are you seeing?
We're seeing mainly the geriatric population that have had these disabilities of glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, and macular degeneration.
And so one thing we were talking about with Billy we've got in here as well is that it's kind of interesting that, for lack of a better term, there's not a whole lot of hope for some of these people who get these things, but you can provide some hope. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. A lot of the elderly population, once they get these disabilities in their eyes, they feel like they've lost all vision and all hope that they'll never be able to see again because their visual field is reduced or limited. But they can come in here after being seen by their family eye care physician. They'll come with a referral for us to evaluate them on a one-on-one basis to assess what are their needs that they're needing for that low vision task. It may be writing their checks, being able to pay their bills again, or needlepoint, crochet, any of those small fine motor tasks. But then we also know have ways of adapting their environment at home so they can see the settings on their dryer or on the stove and using their microwave again to help them maintain their independence and stay independently living.
So, Brenda, what is it that's going wrong with people's eyes? I know we talked about the names of the diseases, but what's it physically going wrong with their eyes that is not allowing them to see properly?
Well, macular degeneration, they lose the central part of their vision. So when they're looking at somebody, say their face, they don't see the center of their face. That looks like a dark blob. They only see the outside, maybe their hair, their chin, the outer circumference of that person's face. So they begin to lose detail of that central. They can't tell what color their eyes are anymore, what they're saying, if they can't read their lips anymore, if they were deaf. So they're just seeing that peripheral vision. That's macular degeneration. Glaucoma, on the other hand, is just the opposite. They lose the outer peripheral vision and end up with a pinpoint, like they're looking in a telescope. So everything's gotten really small. So those are just two of the things that happens with the vision. Cataracts, on the other hand, everything gets cloudy and fuzzy and blurry, like you're looking through wax paper. So those are some different options of what the diseases would cause. We have magnifications anywhere from near close task magnifiers, so for that trying to thread the needle when to sew on the button, to eyeglasses that you can put on to go to a sporting event, and it will enhance your vision so you can watch that basketball game and be with the family and be out away from your home. And then we also have magnifiers that you can sit across the room and watch your TV instead of being right up with your face in the TV.
Right, again, we're here on today's Let's Talk Pella with Brenda Birdsell at Pella Regional. And Brenda, again, you kind of touched on it, but how do we get someone from hearing this on the radio and recognizing that this is an issue they may be having or they already knew that they had but have been struggling to deal with, and getting them in here so that we can get some relief?
Yes, they'd go to their personal eye care provider that's either here in Pella or wherever it is they go and talk to their eye care provider about their low vision issues and say that they've heard this on the radio, and they can send us a referral with their name, their information, set up an appointment. We'd call them, make the appointment, or have the appointment made. They'd show up and sit in our room here that we're at right now and have a one-on-one session with myself or Sarah Vogel, the other occupational therapist here on staff, and we'd go through whatever kind of magnification they might need for whatever task they're really wanting to re-enter into their life or make better. Say they're already doing it, but they just, it's still blurry. They can't see it. They want it sharper and crisper. Maybe it's just a glare from lighting. You know, you're squinting because the lights over your head are just too bright, or you're out in the sunlight. We have solar shields that we can sell and that will help reduce that glare indoors and for outdoors.
Just a couple more questions and we'll wrap up. Again, Brenda Birdsell here on Let's Talk Pella. So remind people, what would it be that they'd be experiencing that then they should be giving you a call?
If they're having trouble with close-up tasks, I mean, they're going to know what's their vision problem because they're not able to drive anymore. They're not able to read their Bible anymore. They're not able to put that thread in the needle, so to speak, that close, fine detail work. And then they would bring with them their current glasses, their current magnification devices, the activity they want to improve on. If it's reading the Bible, if it's threading that needlepoint kind of activity, they'd bring all that with them when they come see us, and then for an hour, we're going to be spending with them different magnifications and picking out at least one to start with, the best magnifier that's going to help improve their independence with that activity.
What kind of help can you give people? I mean, why is it so important for them to not just blow this off or to be fearful? Why should they come in and see you?
Well, it's going to help them remain in their home and in an independent living environment where they want to stay as long as possible without having to have caregivers come in or being put in a facility, unless their physical needs are at that point. You know, if it's just their vision, we can enhance that with magnification.
And where, again, can they come see you? I think they can come to Pella or Knoxville. Is that correct?
Here at Pella, they'll either see myself or Sarah Vogel. If they go to Knoxville, they'll see Sarah.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for your time, Brenda. This was very interesting. We did a story on it, but I think a little more depth to the story will help people hopefully get in here and get their vision corrected. So thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Brenda Birdsell, occupational therapist at Pella Regional, for joining us on the program. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.